USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A series of winter storms is creating havoc in the Northeast, across the Central Plains, and in the Midwest. From Wisconsin to Colorado, there are winter storm alerts being posted affecting millions of Americans. This weekend's winter weather in the Northeast is giving way to storms that are triggering flood and high wind warnings. Thousands of flights have been canceled or delayed as a result. Boeing is grounding a specific model plane for inspections after a huge piece broke away during a flight loaded with passengers.
We could have ended up with something so much more tragic.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy, as the FAA orders inspections of the Boeing 737-9 MAX model after that scare in the air on Friday. A door blowing off an Alaska Airlines flight while the plane at 16,000 feet, while passengers forced to immediately put on their oxygen masks as the pilot lands safely.
USA's Laura Winters. There is another new budget agreement being announced by congressional leaders this week. It would keep the government funded through 2024. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Speaker of the House Mike Johnson made a joint announcement of a nearly $1.7 trillion deal on Sunday. There will be more debate surrounding the issue of continuing support for Ukraine versus ramped up efforts to secure the border.
These are policy choices that created this chaos, and it is thus policy choices that could change it.
In an interview with CBS Face the Nation, Johnson called on the Biden administration to return to the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy. House Speaker Johnson, at the same time, formally inviting President Biden to deliver the 2024 State of the Union address. Louisiana Republican set the date for Thursday, March 7th. It would be the latest the address has been given before a joint session of Congress since the 1930s. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says during a visit to the Middle East, it is imperative to ensure all displaced Palestinians in Gaza have the ability to return to their homes.
Palestinian civilians must be able to return home as soon as conditions allow. They cannot, they must not be pressed to leave Gaza.
He spoke during a news conference in Qatar on Sunday. He says more than 90% of the region is dealing with food shortages and says getting more humanitarian aid into Gaza will be crucial. President Joe Biden traveling to South Carolina today and will stop by the church in Charleston where 9 black worshipers were gunned down by a white supremacist back in 2015. The White House says Biden will use Charleston's Mother Emanuel AME Church as a backdrop to a message about fighting hate and extremism. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris delivering a keynote address in South Carolina over the weekend to mark the third anniversary of the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Another Golden Globes Award ceremony in the books, and it included several first-time winners, like for Best Male and Female Performance in a Limited Series. Upstart actors Ali Wong and Steven Yeun won for their roles in the show Beef.
Yeah, I'm just so thankful. I'm just the recipient of a long line of compassion and love and protection and goodwill, so I appreciate this.
The movie Barbie came into last night's Golden Globes with the most nominations across the board. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.